Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm Peter Tugwell, a practicing clinician, and I hold the Canada Research Chair in Health Equity. This is a podcast of the Canadian Collaboration for Immigrant and Refugee Health Guidelines.
It has been a stressful day for Dr. Grant. He has just moved to a new office and everything is a mess. He hates feeling disorganized like this. Right now, he's struggling to concentrate on his new patient, Pa May, who arrived in Canada from Burma just a month ago and knows only a few words of English. She had been living in a refugee camp on the Thai border for the last 3 years. Pa May has come to Canada with her 3 children, 2 girls and a boy. She's brought them to the doctor because they need vaccinations before starting school. Dr. Grant is trying to get the details about the children from Pa May's cousin, who has come along to act as translator. Dr. Grant also wants to get Pa May's medical history. He doubts that much in the way of preventive care was available at the refugee camp, and wonders where he should start. Would this be a good time, for instance, to offer this patient a pap test?
Dr. Kevin Potty is the lead author of the Evidence Review on Cervical Cancer Prevention of the Canadian Collaboration for Immigrant and Refugee Health. Dr. Potty, should Dr. Grant perform a cytology?
Absolutely. The question may be the timing as opposed to whether or not to do this. And the question will be whether or not how he'll find the time or the approach to ensure that the pap test is done.
I understand that doing a pap test is something that could be difficult with someone who is from another culture, perhaps the first time that hears about it. So what are the barriers for doing the pap test?
Well, we find that many immigrant women are not getting pap tests, and we're quite concerned about this. This could lead to what we consider as a very preventable death from cervical cancer. And we know that that most of the women that have invasive cancers and die from cervical cancer are women that have never been screened before or not been screened within the last 5 years. And so I think that it is a priority for practitioners to figure out how to move into a situation that would enable a pap test to be done.
Yeah, but we know there is a lot of barriers to do that. How a practitioner can overcome these barriers?
Yeah. Our review was successful in finding evidence that simply building rapport, so not doing a pap test on the first visit, providing simple information that normalizes a pap test, and as well offering a female practitioner are 3 small ways that can definitely improve the acceptance rate for pap tests.
In your evidence review, this is not the only preventive measure for cervical cancer, and recently, there has been people talking about the vaccine, and a lot of people in the school are getting the new vaccines. Should the vaccines be offered to Pamay's daughters?
Yes, and we are also recommending vaccination against the human papilloma virus, which we know is strongly associated with cervical cancer. But we are also concerned that many of Canada's school vaccination programs could unwittingly neglect to provide the vaccination to immigrant children. For example, they just might arrive a year or two late and miss the vaccination program.
And it will be not much easier for PAMI just to give her the vaccine and forget about the screening?
Well, we know that the vaccination is associated with a decrease in invasive cervical cancer, but the studies have not gone on long enough to show a definite impact on mortality. So we believe that the pap test will continue to be necessary, and our interest is to improve the screening rates among a neglected population, and as well to ensure that if there is an opportunity for vaccination that is provincial funded, that our immigrant children will have access to that just like our Canadian children.
Is unique of this evidence review compared to other reviews, other recommendations about cervical cancer?
I think what is unique is we do find some evidence that there is a higher mortality in cervical cancer in immigrant populations, and we're concerned that and we also find clear evidence of the very low screening rates. So I think what we're doing is we're able to highlight a preventable and treatable illness and something that clinicians should ensure that they deliver to immigrant populations.
Dr. Plotty, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
There are four key points to remember about cervical cancer. Number one, vaccination against HPV is recommended for 9 to 26-year-old female patients to reduce invasive changes related to cervical cancer. Number two, all sexually active women should be screened for cervical abnormalities with a pap smear to detect and treat invasive changes. Number three, providing clear information about cervical screening, building rapport, and offering access to a female practitioner improves acceptance of pap tests. Number four, immigrant girls might miss out on school vaccination programs depending upon their age of arrival in Canada. This is a podcast of the Canadian Collaboration for Immigrant and Refugee Health, produced in cooperation with the Canadian Medical Association Journal and the Cochrane Equity Methods Group.